Welcome to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Leaders of Faith Show. This is a show about faith and sharing the love of Jesus Christ. This is Message, Episode 4, Foundation of Marriage, Part 1. Father God, as I come before you today, I ask that you bless me and bless the people listening as I speak about the foundation of marriages. I ask that you continue to bless marriages and continue to heal marriages, Father. We know that the marriage is the foundation of our communities, and we know that you ordained marriages, Father. I ask that you continue to cover that man and that wife in that marriage. Allow them to compromise and get along with each other. Allow them to listen to each other and allow them to have a marriage made in heaven. I ask that you continue to bless our marriages, and I speak a blessing over marriages, and I cancel out all that the enemy is trying to do to destroy marriages. Now, Father, I command those evil spirits that have gotten involved into marriages to flee and go back to the pits of hell in Jesus' mighty name. They have to flee. They have to go. I thank you, Father, for putting your hand over the marriages and covering the marriages. In Jesus' name, allow the husband and the wife to become one in marriage. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So in this part of the foundation of marriage, I just want to talk about how the husband or the wife can get a little jealous if there is a third party lurking in the background of the marriage. Now this third party doesn't have to be a woman on the side or a man on the side. It can also be family or friends, or it can be a job or something that you are doing too much. So like I said, the husband or wife can get a little jealous if a third party is in the midst of the marriage. Take for example, God lets us know that there should be no other gods before me. He lets us know even he is a jealous God. Exodus 23:5, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. You see, just like we are to focus only on him, we are only to focus on our spouse in marriage. So with us being made in his image, we too have the same characteristics as God. There should be no other man, woman, co-worker, friend, family before our marriage. You see, we must focus on the one that God blessed us with, and have the faith to believe how God will make that marriage grow. Marriage is about focusing on only your spouse, no outsiders, so the two of you can grow together and do powerful things in the earth. So marriage is all about becoming one. Ephesians 5:31 says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. So I just stopped by here to let you know to get into agreement with the God that we serve and focus on the one that he blessed you with. They're right there, right in front of you. Now I speak a blessing over all marriages. I hope this blesses you, and have a great and blessed day.